Okay, we'll quickly go through the Mishnah again. So the Mishnah, Ha'isha Shenis Armla, woman that became a widow, and that Tezvav of a base in the bottom, Oishin is Gasha, or divorced. Then they have a dispute. He, I met his Psula in the Satani, he married me when I was a Psula, he owed me $200. Who I'm a loy, no, ki el almon, Zicha, we're having a dispute. He says, no, you're an almon, I only owe you 100. So, Im Yesh, Adim, the witnesses. She Yotze, Behenuma, she went outside with his hat and this partial veil, which is what a Psula normally wears. Veroisha, Peru, and her hair was down, was all the way down to her shoulders.
I'm braided.
Yeah, but literally he says the hair down to the shoulders, Rashi says.
Yeah, because they used to braid the
hair. Yeah, for girls, yeah.
Because they didn't have a bowling ball head.
And married also had braided hair, by
the
way. Ksuvasa Masain, she's entitled $200. It will aid him that she went to the chuppah as if she was a psula, she gets $200. Rabbi Yechin and Ben Brukoim, another simon is Avchil Koloy is where he was, they used to throw around his toasted wheat. Raya is also a good raya. Okay, then the Mishnah continues. Umayde Rabbi Yeshua. And the Gemara will discuss later, and that's why I'm saying it's very modern that this particular Mishnah is over here, not in the previous Pedic, as you'll see in today's Gemara. Rabbi Shua was Moida to who? We'll see later. But Aimele Chaved, if a guy, no, Rabbi Shua, who before said, we don't believe her, we don't believe her Migui, we don't believe Migui. But there's a certain Migui we do believe. What kind of Migui? If a guy walks over, Shimon walks over to Reuben and says, Reuben, Sada Zushalavicha, he says, you know, Reuben, that this field used to belong to your father, but I bought it from him. So Shehu Neman, this is a powerful migush. Pesha Osir Pesha Hitir. My mouth that incriminated me also enabled me to take it. The im yesh edim shalav, but if you have witnesses that belong to your father, so there's no miga. I couldn't have kept quiet because there were edim that belongs to your father. Who and he says, look, Taka was your father. I bought it from you. Ein Neman is not believed. Prove that you bought it from him. So big machlek is Rashi and Tesis here, and all the Achreim talk about it by Riches. According to Rashi, we're talking about Pesha Asa Pesha Hitir, which means that we didn't know anything beforehand. I came along and I said to you that this field belonged to your father and you should know that I bought it. No, but you had no idea. Pesha Asa Pesha Hitir. And that is very, very powerful. And even though Rabbi Shua said an ordinary migui, you could have thought of a better lie. Maybe you didn't think of a better lie. But this is this kind of a migui, just keep quiet, everybody can think of. So that's the Achrein, the way they learn, many Achrein, that Tosfos argues in Rashi. Tosfos holds that Pesha Asa Pesha Hitir is not a migui. It's not because of migui. That's because a migui means you could have. It's not a question of you could have. Because I created the whole problem and I solved it, I'm like an Adis. And therefore I'm believing. That's migui. Migui, the Gemara here is talking about where you came forward and said, this field belongs to my father, give it back to me. I could have easily said, no, it wasn't. And you have absolutely no evidence or witness or anything that was yours. I could have easily have denied it. And instead I said, yes, you're right. But it was your father. But I bought it from him. I'm believed because this migui is very powerful. Because everyone could have thought of, it's so easy to deny something. It's not so easy to come up with a new story. But to deny is easy. That's a migui. Okay.
But isn't that open to abuse? That anyone can walk up and say that I bought that from your father years ago?
No, I came up to you and said, give me my 100%. I got to prove it. Yes. If I want to take something from you, 100%. I got to prove it from you. Okay, Gemara. Time with the Aiden. The only reason why we believe her is because we were Aiden that she was a psul. And the husband, we believe. I mean, we don't believe her. Until now, we learned everything that I'm going to tell you always believe her. And here we don't. Didn't he say till now, you always believe her when she makes a claim, takes a claim, you always believe her in here. Suddenly, we don't believe her unless we're Aiden. Says the Gemara, what are you comparing? I feel the Tabar Am Gamliel. Ad can lay Ka'amar Abba Gamliel Hasa. When Gamliel say we don't believe her, Elbabadi Vishema. So when Gamliel say we do believe her, she's saying this is what happened. The husband has no idea whether it was Mukas Eitz or Bulas Eish or what happened before or after the others. We have no idea. So therefore, over there, Rabbi Gamliel says, Body Shema, Body Adif. Avalach over here, Body Vabadi Loy. Over here, he says that she says I was a Pula, and he says, no, you were not. You were a Ba'ula. So why should you believe her more than him? This has nothing to do with the previous Mishnahs. Freddy Gemara, would you call him a Kodalek? Something Gemara asked. If you're ready, what was your question in the first place? That's such an obvious answer. What was you having in it? Her body, your body, just a body and body. And for the Gemara, we thought, Kivin the Rav Nashim Psulis, and he says, most girls who get married are married in the state of Psula, is Ki Body Veshemadami. It's like, it strengthens her body that she probably is telling us the truth that she was a Psula, weakens his body, it turns it into a Shema. When he tells us that she wasn't a Psula, we don't really believe him. And therefore, we would have thought that we should believe her as well. That was Gemara's question. Gemara's answer is no. It's a body, your body is different. Rashi. Time to gauge him, the Yosef Numa, she went out with his hat. Habal Mehmed Lemonin, we also heard Miss Abkul, we don't show Yemen, so when she got married, him, Sulah, he seemed Bullah, He Amid, Isa, Al Khaskasi, let's place it, Hamid, I said, Lizan Khazaka, Al Khashokain, Lachain, but prior to that, Michil, Sulah, she was over Sulah. He then managed, also with Khazuguf, the body of Shema, God, Mishra, Stanin, and Nasty. He, Tayan, she says, Bodily, I'm certain. Who ain't a toyin el shema maybe actually the sticha? Do I ain't a yidei? Must doesn't know when he was a nainus. Would he call the maybe a stomach like a mule? My call the my all of a dietal of fucking mule holoid dam is like compared. Keep on the rave nosh so nisa most of Mary so the crave ta nosalis and probably don't do the yisim Michelin more than he is a kabadi vishama dam ye. Now the Gemara says further, it actually makes sense that what? That Rabbi Gamliel over here, that this Mishnah works out according to everybody, not only according to Rabbi Shua, that we believe him, but even Gamliel is mighty, you believe him here because he's a body as well. I'll prove it to you. Tony, it says in the Mishnah, mighty Rabbi Shua. Rabbi Shua, who's he mighty to? If you can tell me the first part of the Mishnah, Rabbi Gamliel is mighty to Rabbi Shua, that I generally don't believe him. But in this case, I will because he's a body. So then Rabbi Shua says, well, I'll be mighty to you, even though generally I don't believe Migi, but this Migi here I will believe. And it makes sense. Is the author of the first part of the Mishnah, and he's being mighty to Rabbi Shua, then in this case you believe him. Shop it. That makes sense. Abishua is mighty, but I believe this Migam. Eli Amrit, I didn't believe mighty. This Mishnah is not Rabbi Gamliel. It's Abishua. Rabbi Gamliel Taka holds that I believe her, and not him. So the author of the Mishnah is actually Abishua. So when you mighty Abishua, to who is he mighty? Rabbi Shua Laman mighty, who is he mighty to? Rashi. Okay, I'm established. Rabbi Gamliel mighty, but the Baal Mehem, the Baal Mehem, the husband believed. I am Abishua, I didn't believe mighty. How could I show you the admission? They come out and believe Abishua, but I'm not forgot, even though the plea of the body, Shema, I argue, body, Shema. Mighty the body, breathe with your body, body. I understand the mystery, but I say, Abishua, my Abishua, mighty, and Gamliel. But I'm a Chavira, said the Chul. I forgot the plea of the Kama, Mr. Stein, and us, even though I argued before. But I forgot the Eklam, and Migu, like Mehem, over here, we don't believe my dinner behind Migu, the by Shasif, Lo, Amelay, Shalavi, Chaisek, Yamle, and Amelay, Kathir, and Mehem, and Kilkaman. So it makes sense. Rabbi Gamliel is mighty, Abishua, over here, we believe him, and Abishua is mighty, even though I don't believe in Migu, but over here I will, because it's a very powerful Migu. Eli Amrit Loi Adid Eishav Meiding. Mulek Mulek is not the author of the Mishnah at all. My Meider Rabbi Yeshua Ma Shaykh Le Misnai Yehocha. What do you mean Meider? To who? By Hechukai. He's a continuation of himself. Says the Gemara, no Raya. That's, if that's your whole Hechuk, that's not Raya. Back to the Gemara, Mi Savrit Rabbi Yeshua Hai Pirkin Koi. You think Rabbi Yeshua in this Mishnah is Meider to the first part of the Mishnah? Amiga Koi. Rabbi Yeshua is talking about Migi, that Migi which I argued with. But if this kind of a Migi, Pesha Usser, such a powerful Migi, if he comes along and says, this field was your father's, but I bought it, he's so powerful, he doesn't say anything, we believe him. So who said I'm going to be sure referring to the earlier machlekes about picking kamakoy? This mission is a continuation of the first paydik. Simple. If it's a continuation of the first paydik, there was a four machlekes.
So why not bring Rabbi Shua in at the point where there's an obvious machlekes between him and Rabbi Gamliel?
Because the first part of the mission is a continuation of before. First part of the mission is a dispute between him and her regarding suba. Now, the same thing.
No, no. But I'm saying, but the Mishnah itself doesn't bring the machlokes between the Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Shua in this thing of Eishish and Isamul. It's making it virtually stop.
Because every time, remember, in each case the Mishnah brings down, the Mordechai wants to know why he needed it for. And we need Tzricha. Yeah. Here there's no Tzricha anymore. The way the Gemara, the Makshah thought, there's no Tzricha, because it's obvious. Rabbi Shua holds this, Gamliel holds this. Till the Gemara answers that here is different. Says the Gemara, and this is a continuation of the first page. The Gemara clearly said the continuation, yet why is this the second page? So which, remember, the number of machlekes, and let's work our way backwards. Which machlek is he referring to? Ahai, Elaim on the last machlek, as we had, Hoysim, who better, she was pregnant. What's the status of this child? She responds, it's from this man who was a Koyin, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Lezer, and that man, she's believed. Because she has a cheskat kashas. Rabbi Yeshua, I'm alay mipi on a chayin. We don't trust her a word, she says. And therefore, Rabbi Yeshua said, even though I argue with over here, I'll be moided, that we do believe him. But what migu is there? In that case, is there migu? The reason why do you believe attacking the case in Mahoysim Abedis? Because she has a cheskat kashas, not because of migu. What's the migu? She could have said, what? She's pregnant. She has to say who the father was. There's nothing for her. There's no other way out. Either the father was kosher or wasn't kosher. There's no migu here. But he hussam my migi got a kris dimension air, the stomach between her teeth. Another, it's expression. In other words, we see that she is a
bulging.
Yeah. Elaha, the first part of that Mishnah, Ro'uha midaber semecha. We saw her speaking to one person. But Amrullah Mativa shall izeh. What is the value? Who is this person that we saw you talking to? Ish plainiv kainu, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Lezer, I mean a man that she's believed. Why is she believed? Because she has a migi. She could have said nothing happened. And instead, she's moida. Yes, we had a relationship, but you know he's a good guy. So that's a migui. And come, I'm sure argues there. And I'm sure Amy, let me be in a chai. You don't trust her. And now he's saying, even though I don't believe that migui, I believe here. Hossa, my migui. What do you mean the migui? Ha, nicha. Remember, we had a machleg zidin of Avasi. If you follow Zidi, Dama, my midabedas, Nisa, all they did was they talked to each other, and we had no idea they had a relationship, and she confessed that she did. She could have denied it. Then migui. But I understand there is a migui involved, and she could have said nothing happened. And instead, she was moida, something happened, but with the Ishkasha, so we believe her. Uka Omra Nivalti Mehem, the believer. Ella Rav Asi's version, we actually saw that she was boil. What could she could have denied it? We saw her. So then the only thing she could have said is Ishkasha. So what's the Megiddo? And the only reason why you believe it is because Chesakashis. So when Rav Asi's Moide, which me coming, Ella Rav Asi, the Maim, the Nibula, Maim, Megiddo, Ella, aha, the following Mishnah. In some yeshivas, I remember they used to start learning the Gemara of Ksuvas from this Mishnah here, which I never understood why. It's impossible to understand this Gemara if you don't know the few basic onwards. Elaha, the following, he ameres muk. If you don't, he ameres. She's a mukazetzni. The Mishnah that she said, I am that she was a mukazet. Who I'm a loyno ki el drusadisha. It's a mistake. You actually had relations with a man. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Lezer, I mean the man of Lezer said she's believed. I'm sure I'm a loyno ki el chayv no trust. Now, what's the migger over there? Is there a migger there? Depends how we learn. Maybe had the Gemara machlekes. My migayika, what migay is it? Bishlem the Rabbi Lazar, according to Rabbi Lazar, the Amr says, Biman never like klum. Rabbi Lazar, who says that the argument is he, the husband, she's saying, I want $100. Rabbi Lazar, who says that while, or when she says, when she says, Mukis eats ani, she's entitled to $100. And when he says that I thought you were a psula, turned out to be a bulla, you lose and forfeit. It's like Rabba's opinion that you forfeit everything. Now she has a migui. She said I was a mukas eitz before we got married, so there was a shtikl mekar tase. I'm entitled to 100. Had she said I was a mukas eitz after we got married, after we got engaged, something happened, I became mukas eitz. She's entitled according to the bottom to the full $200. According to everybody, she's entitled to full $200. So she has a migui. She could, if she's a liar, she could have said a better lie. So then, if you learn mana v'le klum. Her claim is, she's saying, I was a mukazet before we got married, I'm entitled to 100. He says, no, you're a ba'ula, because I hold that a ba'ula, ba'ula, she's entitled to nothing. She has a migah. She could have lied and said, I was a mukazet after we got engaged. So then I understand where the migah comes in, and Rabbi Shua says, I don't believe her, and now he's saying, this mission, I do believe her. The ba'ya mukazet ha'techa, the islam assign, she get entitled to 100. Ukarman, instead, she says, mikara, the less alamana, 100. Mehen is a believer. According to Rabbi Yechon, the Amr Masai Man, Rabbi Yechon disagrees. He says if you marry someone thinking that she's a psula to not be ba'ula, you're still married and she's entitled to 100. So the husband is saying 100. So what she's saying? She obviously is saying 200. How can she be saying 200 according to Chachamim? So either the mishnah is a mayor, or what she's saying is it happened after we got married. She's saying after we got engaged, that's when it happened, or she's going according to the mayor. Makes no difference when it happened. So what's the migi? What better lie could she have said? Makes no difference. There's no migui anymore. The only reason why Rabbi Gamliel holds a believer is because of Cheskas Kashas. Cheskas Kashas says that no aveda happened, nothing happened. Well, Cheskas Aguf, we delay it as long as possible. My migui, so when Rabbi Shua was married, where's their migui? Elaha, the preceding Mishnah. Hanoi say, Esa Isha, he married a woman, Vilay Matsul Absulim, turned out to be she wasn't Absulim. He, I met her, she says, yes, Take, it was a bull, this Isha, Mishnah Stalin last day. I was raped after we got engaged. Vinistach for Sadeyu. Now, why the field was flooded? Who I'm a loynoki ella actually irasticha before we got engaged. So what's the machlek of a glib? I mean, she's believed. And what are we saying more for? Why she believes she's a migui? She could have said mukas eitzani by saying that she was raped. What happened now? She can no longer marry a kohen. Even if her husband dies, she no longer marry a kohen because she's a married woman when she was raped. So then she hurt herself. Must be she. If she's a liar, she should have said a better lie. So therefore, there's a migui here. And I be sure I'm a loyn pinach. I don't trust her. The migu the boy Amr Mukas ate and itar techa. The migu she could have said, what was the migu? She could have said Mukas ate and itar techa, and the loy kaposan nafshe mikuna, she wouldn't have harmed herself from marrying coin. Instead, Uka Amr, she says, nasty the kaposan nafshe mikuna can only marry coin. From Hach Gamer Gamliel, the man is believed. Uka so no based on the migu. Uka Amr Rabbi Shua Gamliel behind migu the Hach Medina lach. By whom migu the Hach Poligna lach. The migu over there, I don't believe you. Why? Maybe she didn't think of the better line. Maybe everybody says they're genius, that they realize the consequence of everything you say. Nobody thinks. Everybody thinks 10 steps ahead. Oh, if I'm going to lie, say rape, I could have said mukas eitz, and she thinks, what's the difference? Oh, because if one day your husband will die, you can't marry a kohen. People don't think that far ahead. So therefore, that doesn't prove that she's being honest. Mashenkin over here, he had no reason to come to the guy and say, this field used to belong to your father, but I bought it. Why? Open your mouth, say nothing. Why do you say it for? Everybody can think of that.
It's the same as those which one? In Romans, where the girls turned up and they were captured.
We'll have it later.
They went into the
bridge. She's the daughters. That was not Yvonne, that was Xuvus.
Isn't that the
daughters
of Shmuel?
Yeah, the daughters of Shmuel. Panzer of Shmuel, yeah.
No, I think
we just had alerted to it, but it's the Gemara here.
These girls, they must know something.
That's it.
but it was mentioned in the Ibamas. So there again, nobody's asking, in that circumstance, nobody's asking the question. They're preempting.
That's why, that's Peshasa. Exactly.
So this girl here, theoretically, she's a Rusa. Right.
The husband say comes to court.
I'm saying fakir. She's an Arusa and she turns up to her husband and says, listen, you know, I'm an Arusa to you. We're going to get married. But I went to the gym last night and I could be a Mukasades and she's coming off her own accord.
That's different. But that's how we're talking about, yeah.
Kreisa Ben Shinel. We're talking about
the next morning he said it was Pesel Pesur Matzah. So he says, yes, you're right. This is what happened. So she has a migu because she could have said, this is what happened. Yeah. I went horseback riding something. Says the Gemara, I don't understand. Merde high migi behind migi. The Gemara right now asks, what's the chilik? Why would Rabbi Shua be made in the migi in our Mishnah here and disagree with the migi there? Maishna high migi behind migi. Why should be a difference between one migi and the next? And for the Gemara, and this is the Raya, the Lachayda Pesha also is called a migi. The Gemara calls it a migi. Hacha, ein shayr shachod lefanecha. You don't have a slaughtered cow in front of you. Hacha, hasa mani shayr lefanecha. What does that mean? Over here, when there's a land over there, nobody's asking the guy who, this is Harashim, nobody's asking the guy who owns this land, or this land belongs to other, nobody asked him at all, so why do you open his mouth? There's no questions to be answered. If he opens his mouth, he must be telling the truth. Over there, the husband comes and says in Bezin, hey, I found the Pesach Masur. She must come up with an answer. She must come up with an answer. Just because she didn't come up with the best answer doesn't prove that she's honest. Maybe she's in the Chapsich. Or, Rashi gives another question, maybe she's so devious that she thinks that if she's too smooth of an operator, people say, hey, maybe she's too clever. But if she harms somebody, they say, oh, she must be telling the truth. So, Arumi Komayrim, Rashi. Rashi,
Mishra Stani.
That's why Mishra doesn't believe in it. But Amigul says, no, we do say Migui. I mean, so Mishra doesn't believe in the whole principle of Migui only by Pesha.
Person can trick it.
Yeah. Rashi, Mishra Stani, Idala, even Istachla, so that you feel flooded. Isla, must I have $200. Gomna Mukhita, then Mikhara, Toba, Elamonim, only 100. El Rabbi Yechen. Dama Tanasai, Bemasnissin, Messiah, Mona, 200. He, Tavosa, Messiah, she's demanding 200. But like a Midi, makes absolutely no difference. Tachta, Limikhara, because she follows the mayor, my Migui, what's the Migui? Hachin, Rashi explains now. So according to Rashi, Shoy Shachot and Ein Shoy Shachot makes a lot more sense. Rashi learned Pesha also means that he, Shimon on his own, came over and said to Reuven, this field is belonged to your father. Nobody asked him anything. So that's what it means, Ein Shoy Shachot Fanecha. The way Tosfos learned that Reuven came to Shimon, hey, give me my field, my father's field. And Shimon says, yes, it was, but I bought it. He could have said, Baba Mises. It doesn't really fit in, Ein Shoy Shachot. But Tosfos wants, according to Tosfos, learned when the Shoy is dead, you have to ask who shechted it. Or was it shechted properly? If the shayt is still alive, you don't have to ask anything. Over here also, even though the field, the guy is claiming, but he has no evidence, it's as if, I can ignore you. I don't have to say anything. I could just say, the field is not yours. What do you want from me? So that's what shayt shechted for nechmi zikontaisis. Bit shver. Rashi. Hoche gabi saw the ain shayt shechted for nechmi she yala le bailov te yishim think lu tvoya mi shechted hu shechted. Claim it im shasek ze lohoi lo eilev. He would have kept quiet. Nobody would have said anything. Hichi yilav the dove of poshir hu shalach imen. If it wouldn't make so simple, he took from him. Lohoi yoyim aloi shalav vichay. Nobody says your father. Hichi amin migu. Say migu. Aber gabi le matzal psulim. If the husband didn't find psulim shayt shechted for nechmi. Psulim shalai matzal lohei mi sichu lo bebezin. Sichu lo bebezin. What caused you to bebezin? He didn't see anything. The Dimalasika died to I. She could have said a better lie. Maybe she didn't think of it. She thinks that she looks better.
Think about what I tell you.
Only if you have a chazok and you're tiny. Only if you have a tiny. If he says I was hit for years, nobody said anything.
No, you lose.
So you still get a tiny.
Yeah, correct. But the tiny, but it's the same tiny. Tiny here is our board, and the tiny over there is our board.
You need to bring Adam. They had a chazak. Here we need nothing. You chazak. You need 80 chazak. Okay. By the Gemara, the kiv on the roiv notchim psulis. You're telling me that most women get married up psulis. Yet our mission says we need 80. We need 84. Let the roiv itself speak for itself. We probably she's telling the truth. Who cares if Aiden doesn't show up? What's the difference? And for the Gemara of Inam, you're right. Majority of women get married, psula. Umiyut almanas, a few of them are widows. The Chol Hanisas, psula yeshakor. Right now, the Gemara thinks that every single woman that gets married, a psula, everyone in town talks about it. It's big news. And therefore, since we didn't hear about it, then it shvachens the Rav. Teacher said this whole sugi goes according to Rav, who holds that by. That Reiv is good enough. Because according to Shmuel holds, what's the question?
So once again, is the Reiv, we're saying Reiv Noshim is Psulis?
Yes, Reiv Noshim is Psulis, but every Noshim
is Psulis. So why is it called Noshim Psulis? Yes,
no.
What's the big Reiv, deal?
Because Reiv is not good enough to take money out. Even though Reiv, but he's saying it's not true, right? He's a body saying it's not true. So we need Gemara's question here is, why do I need Edom at all? Let us just say that Reiv alone is not enough.
I'm asking a Shaila in Teva Bnei Adam. When people see something different, something extraordinary, well, ooh, they talk about it.
Because the chasna is an exciting event in town.
You know,
no, because the chasna is an exciting event.
Did you see that Ploinis got married and she's without a hinumah?
They all talk about the chasna, and part of the thing is, yeah, that's.
But if she's a normal thing to wear,
they didn't have radio, they didn't have newspaper, they didn't talk about it all day.
They
got married.
It's a normal thing to wear a hinumah.
That's what they talk about. That's what you're supposed to see, it's right. But everyone did that. As Rashi says, Yishla Kova, Harbi Yadim, she got to be numa. Everyone knows that she went out with a numa. Says the Gemara, Bezahu, Hoylin Lakal, since there was no rumor, nobody remembers. Isil Ruba, does not weaken her rive. Does not weaken her rive. Therefore, we need Adim. Fred the Gemara, I don't understand. And what does Adim help? The call Hani Saz Psula Yeshla Kol. Every single girl gets married, Psula has a call. He also Adim have, and this girl didn't have a call. That is Adim's that she did not get married to Psula. Then you have two Adim that say, well, so Lachayda is Adim against Adim, and they cancel each other out. Hana Sadi Shakini the lie, you know, but the Adia Chosha, it's like this call is 100% compelling because you have 100% of the people who get married in Psula have a call. And here Adim come and say that it was not a Psula, so you have Adim a clash. Adia Chosha, why believe it all? So Gemara right now think that every girl, and for the Gemara, I didn't mean every girl. Not every girl, majority. The zoo, hoyav ein lekol. There's no kol. Isa leruba. It's a weak roiv. We have Aiden fine. You don't have Aiden, no fine. Dashi zoy ein lekol. She ain't made the less. She has some numa. Nobody's out there. Ki os ein mahavi kim the mokum chazok. The yeshlo kol harba hoyadin a lot of new. So what do you say in the Mishnah? If there were Aiden, she yotz ben numa. If there were Aiden that she went out with a special hat, so it's a psula, she collects $200. Pretty much, I got a problem. Why aren't we worried? So she has no ksuva here. She just brings Aiden that she was a psula. She collects 200. Then she'll go to another town, pull out a ksuva, and collect. The husband has asked in another town, and collect because she has now a ksuva. We never collected a ksuva from her before. All we did was all relied on Aiden. The leichas dima mafka Aiden b'hai b'dina v'gavia. She'll produce Aiden with this bezin. She's a psula and collect $200. And then v'hada mafka looks up high bezin. Definitely in this Mishnah, she didn't produce a ksuva. She produced a ksuva. Let's see what it says. 200, 100. There'll be no dispute. In every ksuva, it says either psul tada or b'ul tada. So obviously, there's no ksuva here.
If she goes collecting in the first bezin with Adim,
yeah.
Wouldn't he be smart enough to get some sort of a document?
We're going to learn about it right now. Right now. Mafka ksuva had bezin, the gavi you won't collect it. Now, there's a machlekes in Baba Basra whether we have a right to force the lender to constantly keep with him a receipt. Because lenders say, the rest of my life I have to walk around with a receipt, otherwise I have no proof that I paid. It's not right. Let make the onus on the borrower, the lender.
The loan was repaid.
The one who was, the borrower was the one who had to pay up. Yeah. The borrower said, the rest of my life I got to walk around with a receipt, otherwise he'll come and collect again. Make it onus on him that somehow or another he has to have a shtar. Let's rip up the shtar and then that's it. He can't come back again. So the machlek is the amarayim whether we have this concept of a receipt or not. You're right, receipts. The only way for him, the husband, to protect himself is he gets a receipt. So if she goes to another town, to another bezin, he'll produce a receipt. And once by ksuva, we say you have a receipt. In all loans, in all cases, we're gonna enact the din, you have to have receipts. Rashi. So he said, Medes, the Lake Mandomar, and Kaysen Babas, another one who said, Babas, you don't write your receipts. We're going to have to write receipts. Comes along that Papa, says, Gemara back to Gemara. Papa says, no, there's no receipts. No receipts. How you protect the husband? The Makam She ain't Kaysen Ksuvaskin. We're talking about a place where you don't write a Ksuva. There's no Ksuva at all. And therefore, once he brought the Adim that she was a Psula, she cannot go. What are you worried about? To produce the same Adim, come again? Obviously, they won't. What are you worried about? That she has a Ksuva somewhere buried and she'll take it out to another town. There's no Ksuvas. We're talking about at a time and era where most people or many in this city, nobody wrote ksuvas. So there's nothing for her to produce. Only Adim, the Adim were used already. Rashi.
It's actually interesting that the word ksuvas is to write, and you didn't have the documents.
That's true, yeah, good point. Now, Papa Amar, le'elam ain't kaisvin. Really, you never write receipts. The nim says that. So, the klishmer shavim and akbarim is not right that the person has to, the rest of his life, walk around and mind the receipts. There's no statute of limitations when it comes in halacha. So therefore, the other guy 30 years later can produce the shtar. Hey, you owe me $100, and the only way you'll protect yourself is through a receipt. What? How are you going to mind your receipts from mice for so many years? We'll give it back. or take nothing. So what are you worried about? Bezen, every person who gets married is entitled to a ksuva. There's nothing to produce. That's one version of the conversation. Others say the same conversation happened, but not based on our Mishnah, but rather based on the Braisa. It says in the Braisa, if the ksuvasa, now this Braisa sounds like she actually had a ksuva, because she lost it. She claimed she lost it. Or it's mina ksuvasa, she hid it, she doesn't remember where. Nisifa ksuvasa, it got burnt. She said, we had a ksuva, it got burnt. We have witnesses that they danced before. It looks like Almana, they didn't have big chasnas. It was not much dancing. They had clowns and jokers there, made a lebedik. Or they brought for a kais of good news, which we'll see in a minute what that means. They brought a map of psulim, which is only for a psulim. If you have aiders for any of these events, then we'll give her 200. Now, over here, there was a ksuva. Here we have the same question, but it's much stronger. Maybe she'll go to another town, and that ksuva that supposedly she lost, or that she hid, she'll produce, and she'll make the guy pay a second time. Must be, so therefore Rav Mora says, and once you write a receipt here, even though here you have no breda, we'll write a receipt everywhere. Papa says, in a place there's no ksuva. So right, the Gemara pounces in the Mishnah, maybe you can answer that, but the Braisa, it clearly says here there was a ksuva. But the Gemara says, the ksuva is clearly here that she lost the ksuva. Obviously there was. And the Gemara, the Kushal Iyu, this town, nobody had ksuvas. This guy wanted to be nice to his wife, so he wrote a ksuva to her. But the Gemara, so what are you telling me? The fact is he wrote a ksuva. Why aren't you worried in this particular case that she'll produce the ksuva in another town? She'll produce the ksuva 2 years later and collect. My Eve, do you know what it means that she lost it? Eve the Bu'ur, it got burnt up. This is what it says in the Braisa, or it got burned, according to you, lost or burnt, exactly the same case. But furthermore, there's another case in the Braisa, she hid it, there's no burning here. My Eklamemer. Furthermore, Eve the Lumbly, why, Bechal, you have to mention that it was lost. And think about Ella, call Eve the Kit Mina, this is how you supposed to learn the Braisa. You think it's three cases? No. Bryce is telling this, if it got lost, it's just like she hid it, which means will you trust her and give her money without her producing the star? No. When will we give her the money for the ksuva? If she can produce edim that it got burnt. So even though we read the Bryce as if there were three cases, we're going to change the Bryce around. The first two are no good. Even though just like Itmina, we don't trust her. Because we're not going to force him to carry around the receipt the rest of his life. Woman, you find the ksuva, otherwise you get nothing. But if she says it was burnt, bring Aiden that got burnt, so we're not worried anymore, you produce it somewhere else, and then you collect.
The chance of bringing Aiden that got burnt is pretty different.
Then too bad. Then in a town that no one has a ksuva, don't get a ksuva. Ela kol iv the kit, mina bifanein adomez. If you hit it, we don't trust you. We don't trust her. Adom Aiden nisra voksuvasa. We actually saw it get burned. Says the Gemara. Man, the Mishnah La Braisa, the one who learns La Braisa, even though this Braisa seems to say there's a ksuva, yet the Papa said you don't need a receipt and so on and so forth. The Koshkin Amastisim, we're definitely talking about a place where there's no ksuva. Definitely, the Papa says you don't need a receipt. Man, I mean, I worry you can produce another town. However, man, the Mishnah La Masnisin, Abla Braisa Loy, but the Braisa Taka, maybe it does prove, at least in the case we have no Breda, you do need a receipt. Kikusha like the question, and we don't like the answer that when it says in the Braisa you lost, it meant lost things no good like you've hidden so. Okay, then you must invite Im Yesh Eidim. V'leichu Dilma Mavki Eidim Numa Bahai Bezin V'Gavia. Okay, we're not worried she should produce a ksuva in another bezin, because in the city that nobody has ksuvas or there's a receipt. But why aren't we worried that she should produce Eidim in this bezin and then produce Eidim in another bezin? V'Gvahodah Mavki Eidim V'Bezachina V'Gavia. So Gemara says, Taka, if we are worried. There were lots of Eidim. Let's say the same Eidim won't come again. But let's say she'll produce Reuven and Shimon in this Bezin. Then tomorrow she'll produce Levi and Yehuda in another city. If we're worried about that, there were a lot of people who saw. Then Mokin Laefshe Vade Kasvina Shaver. Everyone is Maida. Even though those who say that you don't write a receipt. But we have no choice. What should you do? 20 people were there at the Chuppah. And they all saw and they're Kosher Eidim. What are you supposed to do? Then you have to, this way, they have to write a receipt. Says in Moravite, a video of fun of Kaish of Psoida. If they ate him that they saw, bring a cup of good news. What's a cup of Psoida? My Kaish of Psoida. What's the symbolic cup of wine they used to put in front of the Chasen Kala? Omar of Adab and Ava, Kaish Yayin Shal Truma. They used to bring a cup of wine and it had a big word on it, the word Truma. What was the idea of putting in front of her a cup of wine of Truma? To show that this woman is allowed to marry a Kaish, she could potential to eat Truma. Why? Because she's a Psoida. That's how they showed in a very edel way that she was a psula. Freddy, Gemara, I don't understand. And Almana is, who marries a kohen is not entitled to truma. So what does psula have to do with it? Maskila papa otu Almana mila ochla betruma. Just because you produce a wine of truma, how does that show that she's a psula? And if she's a bula and Almana, she also can marry a kohen and eat truma. Elomra papa, you know what the idea of the symbolism was? Zu reishis, this is the first time she's having a relationship with a man. Just like truma reishis. What's truma? Reishis of your tour. So same thing over here. This is a truma. Bring a big challah. No, there's no reishis by almana.
No, just like
not doing truma. Just like
truma for the first time.
Exactly.
So this is the first time she's getting married to a man.
Exactly. Before you can get anything as tevel, you have to have truma. Same over here. She's the first time living with a man. Rashi. Two lines by the wide lines. Ruya haisez ulechem truma. Inisas lekoyin. If she married a koyin, a psula. Shleima nimtzah she's a psula. Veloy bula she tepasul lekoyin machmas nuz. That she should be pasul because it's nuz. Mazer papa mazu edus. What does that show? Leloy nisas almana can't be almana. Otu inisas kashi almana lekoyin hedyed. If she's almana marrying lekoyin hedyed. Miloy achla betruma. She isn't she tar truma. So reiches be ilasa reiches the first time. So the gemara. Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda said, another interesting symbolism in those days to show to the whole world that she's a psula. Just amazing. And the whole, you know, they want everyone to be involved in knowing exactly her status. What happened to those sneers and everything else?
The one
not every chassan, only by psula.
Then it's such a common occurrence.
Yeah, but people don't remember. Do you remember? Did they do this or didn't do this? Oh, yeah, of course, I remember they did. Look what they did here. They used to bring a barrel of wine, ma'avin lefanel. They had a minig, bring not just a cup, a whole barrel of wine, put it right in front of her. And what was the idea? Or pass in front of her. There are two kinds of barrels. You can have a sealed barrel or an open barrel. So if she was a psula, they brought a sealed barrel to show that she's sealed. And we had before that they put a top of barrel of wine to see if the fragrance goes through her. But if she was a bula, they had the most grubber thing that you can think of.
It's
amazing. What happened to Sneas? What happened to Sneas? We're so careful by Nida that you shouldn't do things that make it apparent that she's a Nida. And here we go out of our way that everyone should know her status. Sula bula. Unless this was a place where there was no ksuva written, so you have no other way of knowing in the future there's ever a dispute. If she's a psula bula, we need edim. So you need somehow or another to publicize in an edil way she's a psula bula for this edis, and maybe that's why they had these minhagim. And today, because we write a psula, we don't have any of these minhagim anymore. Maybe that's why we have no choice. You have to do these things. Maybe that's pshat. They used to bring a barrel that was sealed. Ba'ula is ma'avidin lefanei psucha open. Amai, Freddy Gemara, why do you have to bring a barrel and the question of if it's sealed or unsealed? Why don't you just do a following meaning? In front of a psula, bring a barrel of wine, and bula, bring nothing. So then people remember that. Amai, ne'ave kame psula, let's bring a barrel of wine before a psula. Vikam bula, never klal. Don't bring anything. What do you have to do? Can bring another barrel, but make sure that it's open. And Freddy Gemara. Zimnin de tofsam asayim. We have a rule. Once you, whenever we're in doubt, right, you leave things where they are. But if you grabbed it, fisa mahani. So if she would have grabbed the $200, right, there's a dispute between him and her. He says you were a psula. And she said, no, I was a psula. She grabbed the money. Now he wants the money back. So now he has to prove. She says, I was a psula. The money is mine. And so then he brings Adim, but we brought no barrel of wine brought, let's say, no barrel of wine. She'll say, that doesn't prove anything. We got so busy with the chast and everything else, or they forgot to bring it. Or everybody was so shikker, they forgot to do it. If you brought a barrel, but you brought the wrong one, she can't say they got shikker, they brought the wrong one. That already we don't believe. But if they didn't do something, we can say that they got shikker, they forgot to bring it. Vamra anapsul haba. Zimit tofse masayin, she'll grab the 200. Vamra, she'll say anapsul haba psula. V'hai deloy avdu kamayi. Avdu kamayi. You know why they didn't bring any barrel? Isnusi hud isnisu. An accident happened. Rashi. Zim in the top of the below bezin, without a bezin, v'chi be'inun la'fuki. Now we want to take it back from her. We got to prove. Mishum de'ein edim she'avidu l'funeh. And the only basis that we have is that nothing was brought before her. Amra, she will say, isnusi hu disnisu. She kudim hayu. They were so drunk at my chasne that ma'oinis yayin ha'mishter from all the wine that they drank. Hilchach hashta osu edim. The edim came she'avidu l'funeh psucha. But now, if we definitely bring something, the edim we brought psucha, she cannot sue the committee. She has no tainus anymore. If you were sober enough to remember to bring the wine, obviously you brought the right one. See you tomorrow, Mr.